Chapter 7. To the Rescue. The clock struck 12. It was midnight. Jew opened her eyes and thought, "Why hasn't Juniper come to get me?" She got out of bed, grabbed her laser sword, and put on her Alice band. She was fully dressed and ready to go. She tiptoed into Juniper's room, and there he, River, and Ludwig were all snoring gently, oblivious of the time.
"Juniper, wake up," she whispered as she shook him. "We have to get back to Gleeway and help all the inhabitants."
Juniper woke with a start. "Yikes, I've overslept." Bonk. He accidentally fell out of bed.
"Shh, be quiet," murmured Jew. "I'll wake River and Ludwig."
The boys hurriedly and silently put on their jeans and t-shirts, then gathered up their laser swords. They also had a very small one for Ludwig, and they attached it to his collar. They sneaked quietly to the entrance of the attic. It was so quiet that Ludwig's purrs sounded like thunder. Jew stuffed him under a jumper to muffle the sound. They did not want to wake up Mum and Grandma. Juniper reached up to pull down the attic stairs as quietly as he could, but they came crashing down with a thud. Everyone stood very still. You could just about hear their hearts beating, but no one stirred in the house. So they cautiously climbed up into the attic. Juniper got the large old brass key off the hook, and everyone held it tight. Slowly, the invisible lock appeared, and they shoved the key in and turned the lock while Juniper was chanting, "What if we could all be back in Gleeway?" They didn't quite get their wish as they landed back in the deserted spacecraft, but they could see the city from there. And they had tears in their eyes when they saw the neon lighting blinking out Hugo Sogo's name. Jew was standing in the command module, looking at all the instruments. She was thinking, "What if we get this rather strange spacecraft to fly? We could get to Gleeway super quick, and then we could attack with our laser swords from the air." She told the others her plan, and they agreed it was a brilliant idea. Juniper said he would check the spaceship's computer to make sure all was working. River just could not help himself and said, "Why did the cat sit on the computer?" "To keep an eye on the mouse," he laughed. Everyone else sighed. Juniper was totally engrossed with the spaceship's computer, and inside his brain, he was thinking of a haiku poem that might help. He recited it to the others. "We four are fighters, coming to save Gleeway folk. Spaceship, fly for us."
"Great haiku poem," they all chimed.
"Yes, that is just what we are going to do. Help the Gleeway inhabitants," said Jew.
Juniper felt pleased with himself and then pressed a few more buttons on the computer. "All okay here, I think," he said. Jew was at the controls and she noticed that the strange elongated markings that surrounded the walls and ceilings had started to flicker. But there was no purple haze.
"That's strange," she thought,
and she did a small pirouette to make sure the purple haze was not anywhere about. Jew drew back the throttle stick and, with a creak and a groan, the spaceship slowly spluttered into life and hovered in the air over the stony desert. Everyone yelled with excitement. They had done it. Jew said,
"Okay, boys, buckle your seatbelts. Here we go."
And they shot off into the sky and zoomed towards Gleeway.
"Wow," thought Juniper. "Jew is a fantastic pilot."
River was too busy looking down as the landscape whizzed past to think about anything. But he did touch his laser sword to give him strength. Poor Ludwig felt very sick and thought perhaps he had turned green. They approached Gleeway now Hugo Sogo's city, with a whoosh. But in the sky, the purple haze started to circle the spaceship, and the elongated markings on the inside panels of the ship started to fizz even more. The kids tried to slash at the purple haze with their laser swords, but the spaceship seemed to be on the side of the purple haze and would not do as Dew commanded. Ludwig could not do anything to help, as he was feeling too sick. The spaceship was singing an eerie song, and the purple haze was singing back to it.
"Quick," said Dew. "We have to parachute out, as this purple haze seems like it is going to take over this ship."
So all four parachuted out of the spaceship. They saw the purple haze and the spaceship greet each other like long-lost brothers. And then they sang eerily to one another above the city. Juniper, Dew, River and Ludwig sailed slowly down to land on the mountaintop. When they landed, there was Captain Jake and Grace waiting for them. They looked very angry. Captain Jake roared at them,
"Why did you desert us?"
"We didn't," they roared back in unison. And Dew told him and Grace the story of what had happened when they went home to collect their laser swords. "But," she said, brightly brandishing a sword, "we got them, and we think we can use them to tickle those soldiers into submission." So everyone trudged back to the big black cave, and with the pirates and the intel fans, they planned their attack. They were almost ready to advance when a wee little robo-mouse popped up.
"I have been sent by the very fat robo-mouse," he said. "All the mices are ready to attack. Just give the word."
Ludwig, who was feeling much better by now, was very pleased that those delicious robo-mice were going to help, and he purred and purred and purred. The band of saviours crept towards the mountaintop, and when they approached the city gates, they heard, "Psst, this way." The very fat robo-mouse was there, and he led them all through the sewers under the city. It was pretty smelly, but they were on a mission. And so, the second battle for the city of Gleeway began. Juniper took on Hugo Sogo. He was a fierce opponent and tried to get Juniper to gaze into his eyes. But Juniper kept thinking how much he wanted to save the inhabitants of Gleeway so that his powers got stronger and stronger, and his green laser sword soon tickled Hugo Sogo to the ground, with the elongated fiery sword falling beside him. Juniper was ecstatic. "I've done it! I've done it!" he screamed with joy. But then he turned around. He saw Hugo Sogo crawling away in the distance. Ludwig took on the purple haze and made it all lumpy with revolting boils all over it. He also used his tiny yellow laser sword to make the purple haze swirl around in hysterical laughter. But the purple haze struck back and turned Ludwig sky blue and purple. Ludwig thought, "Not again." He was disgusted and tried to lick the colour off. While he was doing this, the purple haze slithered after its master. Dew and River, with the robo-mice, the pirates, the intel fans, Captain Jake and Grace, took on all the rest of the soldiers. Dew was like the most beautiful ballerina. She danced this way and that, and tickled all who came in her way with her pink laser sword. Her Alice bands shone in the sunlight and gave her extra strength to tickle everybody to the ground. River danced with her, brandishing his blue laser sword and tickling those Dew had left behind. He was thinking of a song he would write about their heroic deeds. They fought and fought and fought until at last all the enemies had fallen over in exhausted, uproarious laughter. The inhabitants of Gleeway were all exhausted as well, but they had won. Suddenly, Juniper said, "Look at all the soldiers with their elongated fiery hands. They are marching towards the spaceship." The spaceship was hovering overhead with the purple haze surrounding it. Both were emitting that eerie singing sound. The purple haze then turned into that nasty three-headed beast again, and snarled down at everyone, whilst the soldiers, who were pulling the wooden intel found prism, were beamed up into the spaceship. Lastly, a weary-looking Hugo Sogo was beamed up, his fiery sword hand spluttering out. He sang an eerie, horrible song at everyone on the ground.
You've won this time, you've won, but I am the greatest, wait and see.
The thunder boomed, the lightning shot across the sky, and the spaceship zoomed off into the galaxy. The inhabitants of Gleeway cheered and cheered. The neon sign blazed away, welcome to a free Gleeway city in the wondrous world of Gleesphere. Everyone was very tired, but very, very happy. Captain Jake and Grace gave everyone a hug. The pirates sang songs praising everyone's bravery. The Robo-mice, Intel Fants and their babies joined in. And Very Fat Robo-mouse chanted, "Hooray! Hooray!" The baby Intel Fant, who had taken rather a shine to Ludwig, came and gave him a big, wet hug. Ludwig licked her back. River joined in the singing. How wonderful to sing about their adventures, he thought. Juniper, Jew, River and Ludwig stood very tall, laser swords tucked into their waistbands. Juniper yawned and said to everyone present, "It is time for us to go home." Jew piped in, "You are all safe now." For the inhabitants of Gleeway, Juniper, River and Ludwig saluted with their laser swords, and Jew did the most elegant curtsy with a laser sword flashing. Juniper thought, what if? And in slow motion, they started to disintegrate. The inhabitants were shouting, "Goodbye! Thank you so much! We will never forget you!" And then, the four of them were back in the attic. They looked through the portal and saw all the inhabitants waving to them. They waved back and then, with a large old brass key, Juniper locked up the porthole and hung the key back onto the velvet rope. Click, clack. The four of them quietly crept down to bed. Jew slept on a mattress in Juniper's room. She needed the company after all their adventures. Each one had their laser sword tucked under their pillow, and they fell soundly asleep. "Hey, wake up, you sleepy heads," said Mum. "You've all slept in. Juniper, Jew, what have you put on Ludwig's tail? It is almost sky blue and purple, and there is a little laser sword attached to his collar." They all giggled nervously, and Ludwig purred loudly. They were so relieved they had saved Gleeway, had a great adventure, and had gotten back home safely. River said, to lighten the mood, "Mrs. Chase, what's a cat's favourite subject in school?" "Music." And Mrs. Chase just couldn't stop them all roaring and roaring with laughter. So she joined in.